आसादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम
कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha, Vrindavan Chandra Radha, Vrindavan Chandra Shri Radhe.
Jaya Vrindavan Chandra Radha, Vrindavan Chandra Radha, Vrindavan Chandra Shri Radhe.
Jaya Jagannatha, Jagannatha Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Maye.
Jaya Jagannatha, Jagannatha Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Maye.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Shishi Gauranitai. Prabhupada, Jaya Srila
Prabhupada.
Shri Hari Naam Sankirtan Ki
Jai,
Krishna Maha Mantra Ki
Jai,
Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai,
Jai Gaura Premande
Hari Hari Bo.
Om Ajnana Thimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuh Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome all of you for the Utkarsh Camp, the last part of the Password for Happiness booklet. I can display it, I think. So, the kind of amazing drawings and punchlines, everything that you all have written is beautifully done. The only challenge for me was there are 70 colleges, right? And how many, more than, there are 600 students and 70 colleges. So it is very exhaustive work for us to evaluate it. We have a team of 4 to 5 members. We are still evaluating it. It will take a little time for us. Probably I feel that next week we can announce the results, I feel. Next Friday we have some, this is a weekend now. So in the meantime we will go through it. We have only gone through part of it and it's very exhaustive. Many of you have done such a good work and it is very challenging to finalize the prizes. So, once we do it next week, we'll come back to you again. So, one part of this lesson was remaining, which we couldn't complete in the last sitting. I will do it today. this part, last part, you all have gone through those three things, isn't it? Cat dog race, I told you CDG, CDR, yeah. That is changeable and perishable and relative and duality. So that you have gone through it. Now we proceed to the last part of the booklet. Here, they are able to see it now, this one? Okay. So, I will tell you the story briefly and then we can do the activity. Prabhupada used to tell this story. Let us see how many of you will capture the equivalent. If you hear the story attentively, it will be very easy for you to do that evaluation which is coming just after the story. And by the way, if any of you have a name, Dhananjay, I seek forgiveness in the beginning only, because in this story there is a name Dhananjay here. So, although Dhananjay's name is used in a derogatory way in the story, it certainly doesn't represent you. You are a wonderful devotee of Krishna. Just like we say Kailash story in the Sankalp festival. Kailash is known for his lethargy in spiritual life. So here also, this Dhananjay is a lethargic fellow. But if you are Dhananjay, you are not a lethargic fellow. You are a wonderful devotee. You are already coming for the camp, so you are not lethargic. But here, the story is called Praharera Dhananjay. The story goes like this. Once upon a time, a father had 10 daughters and one son. So, the father got them all married and then they went to different places. And one time there was a festival at home. The father called all the daughters to come with their families. It was like a week-long festival. So, they stayed for a week. Nice food, big feast, nice time with all relatives, friends. So after 1 week, the father thought, we have spent lakhs of rupees for this festival. Now all the daughters with their husbands will go back. But strangely enough, he found that only five of the families went. Other five continued to stay. Then another 1 week passed. And the father was surprised. How is it that these guys are staying for 2 weeks? Don't they have any work to do in their own places? And they were saying, oh, we don't mind staying longer. It's our summer vacation now. We can stay longer. Children don't have any school. Oh, then he thought, oh, really? The next 3 months they are going to stay here. How will I manage my purse, manage my pocket? So much expenditure and everything. So the father called his son. He had one son and 10 daughters, no? He called his son and asked, my dear son, what do you think we should do? These people are all hanging around such a big crowd. They came for the festival, they didn't go back. So the son said, Papa, you are giving very big feast, attractive feast. That's the reason why everybody is hanging around. He said, don't give chapati, just give rice dal sabji. So the father did that. And one or two of the families went away. Then after 1 week, the other three couples stayed. Then the father called the son and asked, what should we do now? He said, stop giving sabji, give only rice dal. So he gave only rice dal. Still, you know, only one of them went, other two were still hanging around, staying. The third week, father asked, now what do we do? He said, give only rice dal, but dal without salt also. They have to ask for salt and search here and there. So when he did that, only one couple remained. Everybody else had gone away. And that fellow's name was Dhananjay. Isn't it? So he wasn't in the mood to go out. He thought, no problem. We can always take salt and add to the dal and eat it. He was ready to stay in his father-in-law's home with no expenditure from his own pocket. So now the son told the father, don't worry, tomorrow morning he will leave. The father was wondering how. Because the next day morning, the fellow was sleeping inside a blanket with a cover, covered with a blanket, sleeping. So the son took a stick and bit him, bat, few times. Then the fellow jumped up and ran away. He never came back. So prahar means beating. So Dhananjay got a beating and he never came. He ran away. Now what is the moral of this story? You see, we are all living in this material world, which is different from the spiritual world. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that the material world is presided by Mother Durga, Shiva and Durga, like you see in the picture here, Durga. She is boarding a lion, carrying Trishul in her hand, with various weapons in her 10 arms. And she is attacking an asura. Now, who is that asura she is attacking? Actually, the Trishul represents 3 things. Adhyatmika, Adhibhautika, Adhidaivika, Klesh. 3 types of miseries. Miseries arising from body and mind. Miseries arising from other living beings. Like sometimes mosquitoes bite us. Sometimes snakes can bite. Not only creatures, even other human beings can trouble us. Other living beings trouble us. Sometimes we are troubled by our own mind and body. And thirdly, the Adhidaivika means the devatas. They are the ones who are giving us the sunlight and the moonlight and the rains and everything. Sometimes the sun is too hot. Sometimes it is too cold climate. So in this way we suffer from, now right now corona disease is going on. This is Adhidaivika Klesh also. Why? Because when human beings misuse their free will and torture the animals and everything, then there is Adhidaivika Klesh which comes. And corona is Adi Bhautika also, because it is another creature which is troubling our body. And corona leads to Adi Atmika also. Why? Once it goes into our system, our body starts troubling. So it's a triple, it's like Trishul only. Corona Trishul. Is it? All the 3. So, in this way, Durga has a Trishul, and the asura that she is attacking is who? It is actually the living entities who are rebellious of God, who actually want to enjoy this world independent of God. If you see the scientists, they try to create facilities and amenities and comforts and inventions. What for? They say that without surrendering to God, how to be happy in this world? That's what they are trying to do. It's actually a very asuric type of proposal. Actually, if you surrender to God, you become eternally happy for all time to come. But the atheistic scientists tell you that we will make you happy in this world. You are going to die, don't worry. We can put oxygen, ventilator. We'll put a ventilator for you. You are getting old, don't worry, we'll give you hair dye. You are getting pain in the body. We'll give you morphines and painkillers. We will just suppress the pain and prolong your life. That is our program. But the problem is, if you suppress the pain now, the pain is in your karmic account. If you refuse to accept it now, it will come later. Isn't it? For example, your company gives you a salary. Some portion of the salary you accept, and the rest of it they will put in your bank account if you don't want to take it directly. Isn't it? So your karmic account also, good and bad. If you don't suffer it now, then it will come later. In another shape and form it will come. So, in this way they are giving painkillers, they are giving technological equipments to try to keep you happy without suffering in this world. But actually Durga is very powerful. She has a Trishul, and she punishes the jivas due to misuse of the free will. Now you may wonder, why Durga Mata is so, cruel to us? With the Trishul she is piercing us. You see, what does it indicate? Just like a mother sometimes sees that the boy wants to touch fire in the kitchen. He likes the gas stove fire. It looks like a beautiful blue flower for the child. He wants to touch it and see how it feels. But the mother will stop it. She will say, hey, don't touch it. If the child takes a knife in the hand, she will say, hey, don't touch the knife. Child will wonder, if he takes a cooker weight to put in the mouth, mother will say, hey, don't put in the mouth. So the child may wonder, don't, why are you saying so many don'ts? Because the mother knows what is good for the child. The child doesn't know what is good for him. Then the child says, because you are putting so many conditions, I will go out and do what I want. Mom says, no, don't go out alone. You are a small kid. Lorry may come, elephant may come, some car may pass, and you don't know how to cross the road. You have to go with parents. So some children really feel very unhappy that they are controlling me. But the control is kept for what? The control is kept for the good of the child. Similarly, Durga's pains that she gives is actually to tell us, no, not that way. Don't do like that. to prevent us from doing, from going in a wrong path. Just like, for example, say you get fever in your body. What does it indicate? The fever indicates that you have heat in the body, tongue is bitter, you know, body is paining at every nook and corner. You feel like lying down. If you lie, you feel like getting up. And you want to, you don't want to eat anything. Big plate of prasad, if somebody gives you, say, no, 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 I have fever. I just give me some soup or something. So what do you think these symptoms are showing you? Is fever good or bad? If I ask you, most of you will say bad. Because we don't like fever, isn't it? But the symptoms of fever are not bad. They are good. Why they are good? Because when the symptoms come, you go to the doctor. And then take some antibiotics. In 3 days, you are cured of the, you know, viral fever or something like that. So, now the symptoms of fever, impelled you to go to the doctor. Similarly, Durga Devi is giving us suffering in this world. We go to the spiritual doctor. Material doctor can cure your material body. But the spirit soul is now independent of God and suffering here. That can be cured by the spiritual master. Doctor is a material master. Guru is a spiritual master. So he can cure the soul's rebellion and the soul's turning away from God and the soul doing many mistakes in this world. He can put us on the right path and say, my child, if you do these things, you will go back to Godhead. You can lead a very happy life for all time to come. And Durga is actually a jailkeeper of this world. So she will not trouble you if she knows that you have become a gentleman. You have given up your, you know, you have given up your impure habits and behaviors, and you want to walk the path of God, then she has no reason to punish you. Krishna himself says that, Daivi hi esha gunamayi, mama maya duratyaya, mamevaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. This verse says, Krishna is telling, Daivi hi esha gunamayi. He is saying, this Durga Mata Devi, she is my energy, Krishna is telling. Mama maya. And duratyaya, the word Durga means Durgama. Very difficult to cross over this world. Duress in English. Durable. All these words come from Durga only. The same word Dur means very tough and tenacious. That is durable or duress. You know, we say like that. So, therefore, the amazing thing with Durga is, like, you know, it's not that you are kept in a room with four walls locked up inside a room. Actually, in this world, you feel that you can run wherever you want to, you are free. But still, the living beings don't make an effort to go back to Godhead by adopting the method. So, she has kept everybody mesmerized in this three gunas, tamoguna, rajaguna, sattvaguna. Everybody stuck in this world and they are all suffering in this world. So, just like in this story I was telling you, all the other sons were intelligent. When they saw that chapati is not there, sabji is not there, salt is not there, they understood, I think we are staying too long in this place. In father-in-law, mother-in-law's place, in sasural, one shouldn't stay long. Yeah, bridegroom, when he gets married, he may go to his father-in-law, mother-in-law's home with his wife, but he doesn't stay for too long. Mousy's place, when you go, you don't stay too long. You have to go to your own home. You see, there was one girl in Vrindavan. Her father and mother lived in Vrindavan. And they thought Vrindavan is a village. So therefore, let us get her educated in Delhi, which is a city. So they sent her to Delhi when she was a small kid. And then she became like a city girl. She started liking Delhi city, moving around, purchasing this, purchasing that. And she started calling her Mausi as Mama. And Mausi told her, I am not your Mama. Your Mama is in Vrindavan. So, and she was calling the Mausa as Papa. Mausa also said, hey, your Papa is in Vrindavan. And in summer vacation, there was 2 months vacation, and the Mausa told her, now your parents are very much worried about you. Why don't you go for the vacation to home? She said, I don't like to go to Vrindavan. I like Delhi more because here there are supermarket, here there are movie theaters, here I can roam around and all my friends are here. So, and she said, but I like both of you very much, Mausi and Mausa. I will stay with you only. So now our situation is very similar to this. Actually, just as the girl belonged to Vrindavan, she came to Delhi. Similarly, we belong to Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual world, but we have come to this material world, which is like the Delhi, isn't it? And there was Mausa Mausi. Here, who is our Mausa Mausi? Shiva and Durga. Yeah, Mausa Mausi. And Radha and Krishna are our mother and father spiritually. For the spirit souls, they are the parents. In the material world, Shiva and Durga are the parents. They are the Mausa Mausi. So we have come to Mausi's place and we are thinking this is very wonderful. But it's a temporary place. Just like, for example, say your company sends you on duty to go to some place. What will you do? You know, you are leaving your home, mother, father, everybody. You go on duty to company. For some time you will stay and then you will come back to home, which is your very natural place. Like whenever there is summer occasion, you all rush back to home. Isn't it? Because you like to be with mother and father, and mother cooks nice food at home, and you don't have to wash clothes. She will wash it for you and everything. Just as you all love to be at home in the vacation, similarly, for the jiva, the home is spiritual world. Therefore, we always say, go back home, back to Godhead. So, but material world is a alien place, a foreign place for the soul. Therefore, Durga Mata is taking a trishul and telling us, hey, this is not your home, this is Mausi's home, get out. Go back home, at least, you know, have a desire to meet your parents, she's saying. And there, in the spiritual world, there is Radha and Krishna. What is Radharani having in the hand? She has one more trishul. What is Lakshmi having in the hand? Lakshmi, Narayan, Radha, Krishna, Sita, Ram. You will always find them holding a bunch of flowers, like a bouquet. So Radharani has flowers in the hand. One hand, and another hand she will have a garland, which she saw. Garland she will put it for Krishna, and flower bouquet is for welcoming you back home, back to Godhead. Because whenever you go to any meeting, they always show a bouquet to you, isn't it? They give a bouquet to you. Or do they show a trishul? If they show a trishul, they say, don't come to the meeting, get lost, isn't it? Generally they give you a bouquet when you go. The bouquet is a sign of love. So Radharani or Lakshmi, they are holding Padmalankrita Pani Pallava Yugam Padmasanastam Shriyam Vatsalyadi Gunojvalam Bhagavatim Vande Jagan Mataram. So Lakshmi or Radharani are called Jagan Mataram. They are the mother of the whole universe for all the jivas. Vatsalyadi Gunojvalam. She treats all of us with Vatsalya, means like motherly love. So whatever love you perceive from your mother, is actually the original love comes from Radharani or Krishna, Radharani or Lakshmi or Sita. They have ocean of that love, of which our mother represents that love for us. Therefore, we all are attached to our mothers. So, Vatsalyadi Gunojvala, Bhagavatim. Bhagavatim. Krishna is called Bhagavan. She is called Bhagavati. Krishna is Swami. She is called Swamini. So, she is eternal mother for the jivas. And how is she welcoming? With a flower bunch. She is welcome. So in spiritual world, there is welcome for you. In material world, there is trishul for you. So what do you understand? Material world means get out, get out. Spiritual world means welcome, welcome. So in this way, you can understand. The Dhananjay was one fellow. He was staying, just like we are all stuck in the material world. Durga is telling, too much heat. We are saying, no problem, we will have air conditioning. In our room. Too much cold, she's saying. Okay, we'll have a heat pump, no problem. Too much scarcity. We say, no problem. We will purchase something from somewhere else. So whatever trouble Durga gives in this world, people are ready to bend themselves and adjust and go on living like the way Dhananjay was living. Praharad Dhananjay was living. But then finally that father's boy, the son, bit him and drove him. So the idea is what? Instead of being stuck in the material world, everybody should make a plan to go back home, back to Godhead. Like all of you as students, you have two main duties in this world. One is called material duty, one is spiritual duty. So the material duty is for your body. You have a mother, father, brother, sister, you have some duties. You can't run away from duties. You have to do it. But a spiritual duty is making a program or plan to go back to Godhead. Chanting Hare Krishna, following the four regulative principles, aligning with God's laws, and not breaking God's laws. So you are actually, then you are preparing to go back. So both you have to do. You have to keep a balance. So we call it as a horizontal duty, vertical duty, like this. So vertical duty is which one? Spiritual. Horizontal is which one? Your material duties. So if you do only material duties, I will go to college, I will study nicely, I will get a job, I will make a lot of money, I will have my own business, I will have a bungalow, I will marry, and I will beget children, I will enjoy my life. All your life you did only material duty. Then we keep going around in the material world like a duck, bug, 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 only duck. You never go up. And spiritual duty is like a swan. Have you seen swan flying? It just flaps the wing, cluck, cluck, cluck. It'll fly like a plane up. So some people are like swans. They have spiritual duty in their consciousness. But all of you being students, and some of you are working, then we have to combine both material and spiritual duty. Not only you have to go back to Godhead, you can take all your family members back to Godhead. So if you focus on spiritual duty along with material duty, then it will go like this. Then along with the material duty, you go back to Godhead. Both can. That's what Arjuna did as a warrior. He combined his material duties with spiritual duties. And Janaka Maharaj did that as a king also. You all can do that also. And we should not be just stuck in our material pressures, material sense gratification in this world. Then Durga will pierce us very sharply. She will say, hey, this fellow is such a lazy fellow. He has forgotten the Lord and turned away, and he is suffering in the world. So she will inspire us to get out. Okay. Now let us see. You can answer this question. You have a quiz? This is a quiz, no? So tell them to answer it. Yeah. They have to match it.
All students are requested to solve quiz 6. Be smart enough to sense Maya's beatings. In your booklets.
So they can refer to the story if they want. If they read it, they will find out the answer.
The quiz is available on page number 12. You could directly jump to the quiz from the index itself or the outline.
Or they can read the story and then write the answer. Yes. They have story, no?
Yes. Yes. Booklet
itself. Here they will see. They have it also. Okay. How much time you give them? Is it ready? Can I show the answers? Small only, yeah. Now I'll show the answers. So you all can see the answers now. See here. Who is Dhananjay in this story? The one who is planning to stay in the material world. The jivas who are stuck in the material world and they have no program, spiritual program. Dhananjay thought, I'll stay in my father-in-law's house forever. That is like that. And what is father-in-law's house, Mausa's house? That is material world. Yeah. And third, son-in-laws who left intelligently, who are they? The devotees who plan to go back to Godhead. They know this world is temporary. Mamubhitya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napnumanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gataha. Krishna says. So my devotees, they don't remain stuck in the material world. They know it's a miserable place, and it is also temporary. Somebody may say, okay, it's miserable, but I'll adjust myself. No, you can't adjust. After 60, 70, 80 years, one has to quit the world. Take another body, third body, fourth body, and so on. So we won't be allowed to continue in this world. So the devotees of the Lord purify their heart by chanting the holy name and go back to God. And the fourth one, good beating. Who? What is the good beating? Threefold miseries offered by Maya. Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika. And the brother-in-law, yes, actually it's Maya who punishes the jivas, correct, no? So, brother-in-law of these 10 fellows who came, the brother-in-law was actually taking a stick and driving them out, isn't it? Similarly, Maya Devi takes a trishul, driving them out. So, if you got all of them right, all 5, that means you understood the story very well. So, proceeding further, now you all may have a question. What is the cause of suffering? Please read it.
What is the cause of suffering? Why should God, the Supreme, cause us suffering if He is an all-loving Father? Suffering is caused not by God, but by our own desire to enjoy separate from God. A child who wants to leave the safety of the hands of his parents and cross the busy
hands. A child who wants to leave the safety of the hands of his parents and cross the busy road alone, he will undoubtedly feel frightened by the huge lorries and elephants. Now you understood this much. Huh? Some of you have a question. Oh, really? Durga Mata is carrying a trishul and punishing us? You know, how God can arrange for this punishment for us? We have heard that God is the all-loving Father. How can punish? So, there is a very beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which teaches us that father and mother, they have a desire that you study well. But generally, the children want to play. And the parents say, beta, you can play for some time, maybe a couple of hours. Then come back home, wash your hands and legs, and sit down with your school textbooks and study and do the homework. Play for some time, study for some time. Why don't you make a balance? Son says, no, don't disturb me. I'll play all day, all night. Don't disturb me. He's all the time playing. He doesn't touch the book at all. Then what should the parent do? Then the parents decide that we'll appoint a tuition teacher. When the tuition teacher comes home, the boy may tell the tuition teacher, hey, servant maid, go and get me a comics book. But then the tuition teacher gives him a slap and says, your father only has appointed me to bring you to proper behavior. So in this way, just as your father may arrange a tuition teacher to make you study mathematics or something, similarly, Lord Krishna has arranged a tuition teacher for training all of us, whose name is Durga. So she is actually teaching us what is... Actually, Guru tells us in a very sweet manner, my dear child, accept God, align with God, act for the pleasure of God, act on behalf of God, lead a pure life, follow these four regs, chant Hare Krishna, be a good boy, go back to Godhead. So Guru teaches you very politely, nicely. But the same thing Durga teaches in a strong way. Like you have heard the two words, you want to be trained by word or by sword. Word means shastra and sword means shastra. Like we say, latam kabut, baaton se manta nahi, we say. That means, jo log baat ko mante hain, unko lat ki zarurat nahi hai. Those who accept the word of God in the scripture, they will very soon quit this world and go back to Vaikuntha, eternal world. But those who don't hear the word of God, they will have to get the lath and then they have to learn it a hard way. Just like, for example, all of you don't steal anyone's property. Why? Because you know that if you do, you'll be put behind the bars in the jail. But there are other fellows who do big pocketing and get beaten up by the police. So the police beating is not for you. It's only for those pickpocketers. Similarly, Durga's punishment is not for devotees. If you become a devotee, it's only for those who becoming rebellious or they are doing wrong things. For example, Duryodhana is usurping another man's land. Ravana is usurping another man's wife. So then they have to be punished by Durga. Now, what we are all doing in this world, we may not take away things like the way they took up, but all the facilities and amenities in this world is all Sita's or Radharani Lakshmi's expansion only. Everything, the eatables, like the grains and fruits and cereals, or the sunlight, moonlight and wind and all that, or even manganese, sulfur, iron and all the commodities, they're all their energy only. If you're taking them without becoming devotee, then we become a thief. And that is 3.11, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishtan bhogan hi bho deva dasyante yajna bhavitaha tairdana te pradayai vyoyo bungte sthena ye vasaka. See, the word sthena is used. Sthena means thief. In English, the sthena becomes thief. So we are considered as thieves when we take. Sometimes human beings appear to be very moral. Like you see, once three thieves stole a bank and they went to the forest. One of them said, I want to go for passing stool and urine and then I will come back. Then we will divide the money and, you know, divide the booty that we stole. And then when he went for passing stool in the forest behind a bush, the other two thieves were there. One of them said, hey, can we divide amongst ourselves and run away? And then the other fellow said, but all three of us stole the bank together. We should honestly divide it and take it, he was telling. So Prabhupada tells the story and laughs and says, where is the honesty? First, your first conduct itself is not honesty. Robbing a bank, what kind of honesty can you show? So, in the same manner, in the material world, all the goods we all use, we didn't create the sun, we didn't create the moon, we didn't create the rains, we didn't create the grains. It's all supplied to us. So if we take it without asking whom does it belong to, then we become thieves. So therefore, Durga is here to give us tuition, to teach us. Let us recite these two verses. Krishna bole sai jeev anadi bahir mukha. Ata yeva maya tare deya samsara dukha. So when we turn our face away from Krishna, and then we forget him, anadi bahirmukha. Unmukha means facing Krishna. Bahirmukha means turning our face away from Krishna. Therefore, because we have turned our face away from God and we are trying to be independent of God and indulging in sinful activities, then samsara dukkha we get. That's one beautiful verse comes to my mind now. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daivat Adharmashilasya Sudukkitasya. This much is enough to understand. See, three things he is saying. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya means when we turn our face away from Krishna, what happens? We become Adharmashilasya, he says. It's very simple Sanskrit. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Daivat Adharmashilasya. We become Adharmashil. And the result is Sudukkitasya. So if you want to become Sukitasya, you want to become. Then instead of Adharmashil, you have to be Dharmashil. How to be Dharmashil? Instead of turning our face away from Krishna, your face towards Krishna. Just like you look at the sun, there is no shadow. Turn your face away from the sun, you see the shadow. In God, there is no fault. You turn away from God, you see all faults, all problems in this world. So this world of problems shows us problems because we have turned our face away from Krishna. You face towards Him, no problem. There is one more verse here. And decide this also. Maya Mugda Jivara Nahi Swata Krishna Gnan. Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. So in this world we are all called Maya Mugda Jiv. We are covered by Maya, illusion. We are running here and there to enjoy our material bodies without knowledge of spirit soul. Without knowledge of Krishna. So therefore, Maya Mugdaji, we cannot understand who am I, where am I coming from, what is the goal of life, we can't know it. Therefore, Krishna has mercifully given us Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavatam. He has given all these things. Which means, you can't say Krishna is cruel to me because he arranged Durga to beat me up or show the Trishul. Why? Because he is also giving you knowledge through the Vedic literature. You study the Vedic literature, my child, and lead a pure life and come back to me, he is saying. But if we don't want to read them, then it is our problem, you see. We should take advantage of it. And then, here comes another interesting point. Please read this one, Returning to Harmony.
Returning to harmony. The symptom of suffering is good.
I gave you the example of a fever. Symptom of fever, are they good or bad? Imagine a fever comes in your body and you don't feel any symptoms, then secretly the fever will kill our bodies. Correct, no? Just like imagine there's a fire here. I am putting my hand and talking like this, and my hand will get consumed in the fire if there is no sensitivity in the fire. So Krishna has kept sensitivity so that As soon as I'm while talking, I put my hand in the fire. Immediately I take my hand away to save me from getting my hand consumed. Huh? Similarly, for fever there are symptoms. So that immediately you rush to a doctor and then set right the disorder. So when there's a disorder in the body shows some heat and all kinds of problems. The body says, hey, you have eaten something wrong, or you know, you have been infected by some virus, and body shows some symptoms. And those symptoms are good. Like for example, coronavirus has certain symptoms, right? Breathing trouble people have, huh? They have a little breathing problem and so wheezing problem or something. Then they will rush to the doctor to check, is it COVID positive or COVID negative? If it is COVID positive, then there is a treatment to be given. Huh? So imagine if there are no symptoms, how unfortunate it is. And suddenly a person passes away. Huh? Therefore, the symptoms of fever is good. Go ahead.
The symptom of suffering is good because it gives us an opportunity to look for the root cause. All suffering has a purpose behind it. A thief is beaten so that he gives up his stealing propensity. When our bodily system is disturbed, it gets heated up by showing fever so that we understand the need to go to a doctor.
Yeah. Even in this world it is said that, you know, if somebody commits sinful activities, he is punished with the police, isn't it? Like imagine somebody steals in somebody's house, the police catch him, put him behind the bars. Huh? Or somebody is trying to indulge with another man's wife, in all the relatives break his bones by beating him up, isn't it? So in this way you find that in this world also there is punishment, and after death there are Yamadutas, there is a Yamaloka. Every religion talks about day of judgment. A time will come and all our activities will be judged and will be given punishment. After death, Shastras say that. So in this way, for every wrongdoing there is a punishment, but for every right action there is a reward. There's a reward in heaven or reward in spiritual world, one gets that. So that's what he is saying, that what is the purpose of the punishment? The purpose of the punishment is to reform us. Why do they put the people in the jail? To reform us. Then only our heart gets reformed. The thief will say, oh, next time I will not go to police station because I have to break the stones all day. It was painful. Like some of you, you would have never touched a cigarette in this life. Why? Because in the previous life you would have smoked several times and got solid kicks. Or cancer and such kinds of diseases. Now that maturity goes with the subtle body and to the next life. So you don't indulge in such activities again. In the next life you already got a good experience now. And somebody has not yet got experience and suffered before. You know, he is curious now. Let me know how to hold a cigarette. Let me know how to smoke. And then he suffers now. So therefore you will find if our heart is reformed, we will give up all bad habits. And chanting Hare Krishna helps us to reform the heart very fast. Go ahead.
Thus, the symptom of pain or heat is not bad, as it allows us to take positive action to rectify the bad situation in the system. Similarly, we find that in this world, despite our prolonged endeavors for happiness, suffering persists. This indicates that we are in a foreign atmosphere.
Yeah. So, you will see that the symptom is indicated to take action. Like in many of the foreign countries, they have the smoke sensors, you know. So, as soon as you put a little smoke, immediately it will make sound. It immediately makes a sound. Like in San Diego, there was one home. It's a Hindu people, you know. They called some pujari to come and do havan in the home. So the pujari sat and then he started chanting the mantras. You know, Indraya Swaha Idam Namama, and he started offering the ahuti in the created fire. As soon as you know, the fire was lit up, smoke came, and immediately the water started pouring down in the entire hall, here, there, everywhere. The pujari was shocked. Oh, rains have come so quickly, immediately after the yajna. That was actually, they are smoke sensors. As soon as the smoke was sensed, immediately the water mechanism is released. So the sensor is kept for what purpose? So that if there is a fire accident, it should be immediately prevented. That's the purpose. Similarly, when we go wrong, there is something called conscience in our heart, who is super soul. He tells us, don't do this. Don't misbehave like this. we get an indication. Some people repeatedly do a wrong thing, even after hearing several times. So, that what we call as a guilt. We get a guilt feeling when we do wrong. Because the guilty feeling is given by the Lord to remind us that we are walking a wrong path. So, He tries to bring us to the right path. Yeah. Yes?
The king
puts... Like for example, you can see even the government does not want boys and girls to see pornography. If you go to any cyber cafe, if somebody watches pornography, it is punishable. You know that? It's a punishable offense. Police can actually arrest you in the cyber cafes if one is watching in a public place because that's not legally allowed. In the same manner, you will find in cinemas also, they have something called censor. Correct, no? Censoring, they click, they cut. Very sexual portions and all, they cut. Now, my simple question to you, are they devotees of Krishna, devotees of God, that they are clipping away, you know, kissing scenes and so many times, very close scenes and all, they cut. Why are they doing it? Have they become very pious like all of you? Very pious people, good people. Similarly, why cyber cafes, government doesn't allow people to access pornography in the public? What is the problem? Even government want to restrict the sexual magazines also. There is a lot of restriction. Lot of fines and things involved. And Prabhupada says the reason for this is what? If people are allowed to freely indulge in such things, then the animal within them will come out. And when the animal comes out, nobody can control it. In the society, there will be gang rapes. In the society, there will be criminal activities. These three things, lust, anger and greed. From lust comes all these gang rapes and all that. From anger comes criminal activities, murder and all that. From greed comes scandals like the Harshad Mehta scandal we heard before. No? This kind of things. So scandal, money scandal, those things happen because of greed. So, therefore you will find that the government may not know these three terms which I am telling you, lust, anger and greed. But they know they don't want criminal activities. They don't want gang rapes, and they don't want, you know, murders. They want people to live peacefully. And they know that these are all creating trouble. So therefore they know that what is impelling a man to act like an animal? When you come for our classes, Hare Krishna classes, you chant Hare Krishna and you cleanse the mind of lust, anger and greed. And then you act like the angel instead of acting like an animal. So therefore our training is very important. So in this way, if you act like an angel in this world, after death you become an angel in the spiritual world for all time to come. But if you act like an animal, you have to be born again as animal. Then we have made our consciousness go downwards instead of going up.
The king puts the disobedient citizens within the walls of the jail. But sometimes the king, desiring the prisoner's relief, personally goes there and pleads for reformation. And on his doing, so the prisoners are set free. Similarly, the Supreme Lord descends from his kingdom upon the kingdom of illusory energy and personally gives relief in the form of the Bhagavad Gita. Therein, he personally suggests that although the ways of illusory energy are very stiff to overcome, one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord is set free by the order of the Supreme.
Krishna says, Mamevige prapadyante, mayametam tarantite. If you surrender to Krishna, Durga Devi will open the door of the jail and tell you, beta, now you can quit. Now you have become a devotee of God. You don't have to come here again. You go back and be happy. Because imagine if the Prime Minister of India comes to the jail and then meets all the thieves and says, hey, you guys become gentlemen and I will tell the jailkeeper to release all of you. And tell the jailkeeper, I have talked to them, all are ready to be gentlemen, please release them, if he says. Well, they release or not? They release. So when Krishna comes in this world, gives Bhagavad Gita, and he says, whoever follows this Bhagavad Gita, I will release them. He can easily release us, because we are his children only. That's what he is saying. So in our ISKCON society, there is one sannyasi called His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. So when he was a small boy, a school-going boy, he had a hobby of, you know, going and home delivering newspapers, home to home. he wanted some activity in the mornings. So he took up this activity of delivering the newspapers at homes. So he was telling that when he was going like this home to home, there was one home which was a Jamindar's home. So when he was throwing the paper at the gate only. He was putting it like this and going. So Jamindar said, "Why are you keeping it in the gate? You bring it and give it to me inside. My home is inside. Open the gate and come in." But then the small boy told him, "Sorry sir, you have a big bulldog. I am afraid that he may bite me." Then the owner said, "Don't you see, my bulldog is never free. We always put a chain around his neck. He is tied up. He won't do anything. He may bark a little bit, but he won't harm you. You just come and give and go." So he agreed. So every day he would open the gate and he would walk in and the dog would get up in his place, that he would do. But then it's chained at the neck, so he wouldn't fear. But one day it so happened that the dog was sitting and the chain was also near him, but the chain was not in his neck. So he ran, the small boy, when he went in, suddenly the dog not only got up and he started coming towards him. So what do you think you should do? Such a big bulldog is coming towards you. Imagine if you run away from the dog, what do you think dog will do? It will run behind you. Or if you take a stick and beat on the face of the dog, then it will exactly bite your hand where you are holding the stick. Damned if you don't. If you beat the dog, it will bite you. If you run away from the dog, it will chase you. So the boy was wondering what to do. And the dog came very near and he was catching his hand. He was trying to, take away his hand, and the dog was about to bite his hand. Then he shouted loudly to the Jamindar, "Sir, look at your dog," he said. And the Jamindar understood, "Hey, this boy is afraid of my dog," he said. And then he called back, "Hey, Tommy," he called. Immediately the dog got down and he ran to the master. The dog was wagging the tail and sat next to the master calmly. So the boy could just go give the newspaper and push off. So he was telling, this Maharaj was telling, he had this experience. So what do you learn from this little story? You see, the dog Tommy, he is servant of the Jamindar. When Jamindar gives a whistle, immediately the dog will run to him. And you and I cannot control the dog, it's going to bite us. But the dog cannot bite its master. The dog is servant of its master. Similarly, Durga in this world, it's not biting, but beating everybody with a trishul. But if Krishna tells Durga Devi, "Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti Durga," it is said, Chaya means shadow. Durga acts like a shadow potency. Because if I move my hand like this, the shadow will also move like a deer when I move my hand like this. Similarly, when Krishna tells Durga Mata, "Leave this fellow, he is my devotee," then immediately she will leave. Just like in a home, a man is sitting in the drawing room, main room, and the wife is in the kitchen. And suddenly, 4 or 5 of his guests arrive in the main hall. Immediately, he will turn to the kitchen side and move his eyebrows. And immediately, the wife understands. They are intelligent. They are husband and wife. They understand very easily. So, when he gives an indication to her, immediately, she cooks some nice tiffin, some juices. In this way, that's a picture I had put there, if you see. Okay, let us answer this quiz now, 7th quiz. You can tell them to answer it.
Quiz 7. Symptoms of disturbance indicate some disorder to be set right. Give answer for the following questions in 1 or 2 sentences.
Yeah, you can read the question.
Is fever good or bad? Give reason for your answer.
Yeah, by now you are supposed to know the symptoms of fever is good or bad? Good. And what is the reason for that? The fever symptoms impel you to go to a doctor. Okay, second question.
What is the fever compared to above?
Yes. Suffering in the material world. Correct.
Question 3. Why does Krishna come as avatar to this world of Maya?
Yeah, we said about it, isn't it? Just like the Prime Minister of India goes to a jail to help the thieves come out. Similarly, Krishna comes to give Bhagavad Gita and wake us up to the spiritual world and take us back. For that he comes. And then fourth one.
What is the method for becoming free from Maya's clutches?
Very simple. Mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tantate. Surrender to Krishna and you be free from Maya's clutches. Maya is like a police department. Krishna is like Prime Minister. Prime Minister says, release this fellow, police department will release easily. And this is what I told you. Durga is obedient servant maid of Krishna. I told you the story of the newspaper boy. His hand was caught by the dog. But he called the master. When the master called the dog, immediately the dog, ran away back to the master. The same manner, Durga will release us from her Trishul, provided we surrender by chanting Hare Krishna. So here is the password for happiness. You can read this. You all wanted to know what is the password. There is the password. In the same manner.
In the same manner, Krishna is our friend and Durga is entrusted to trouble us with the threefold miseries for our deformation. If we call out Krishna's names loudly, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Then Lord will call Maya and tell her, release this poor soul, he is now my devotee. He has no inclination to enjoy separately from me. He wants to return to spiritual world and join my eternal pastimes. Maya Devi will gracefully open the doors of the jail to let us return back to Godhead. Thus, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and engaging in devotional service to Shri Krishna is the password for everlasting happiness.
Very bold. Now we will take questions now. Okay, you read the questions. I can answer in the same order.
Okay. A question by
Shrikar.
By Shrikar Prabhu from IIT Kanpur.
Yeah, I can go up. Somewhere are there? Oh, from here, yeah.
Okay. Question by Vanshil Gupta from IIT Bombay. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, after attending so many sessions of spirituality, I understood that the ultimate goal of human life is to attain the spiritual world, and that could be done by regular chanting. Due to intelligence, I am able to chant every day regularly, but couldn't chant as a servant of Krishna. How do I chant just to please Krishna?
Ah, amazing, huh? Brilliant question, huh? Isn't it? So, initially it is theoretical for us, because we are hearing the lectures. Jivaira Sarupohi Krishna Nitya Das, the servant of Krishna. Gradually this realization will come. You will see in this world, everybody is a servant of somebody. Like children act as servants of the parents. When they go to the school, they become servants of the teachers. When they go to the company, they become servants of their boss. Nobody can say they are not serving anybody. Everybody is serving somebody. So, you will see that the lower animals like dogs or donkeys or horses or bulls or cows, you know, they are serving some malik, some master. They are all serving physically. They are serving. And then higher than the animals you find human beings, they are going to the company, going to college, going doing some service. But as one advances, a stage will come when one understands that, you know, the best service is done by watering the root of the tree. When you water the root of the tree, the entire tree gets nourished. Similarly, if you put the food in the belly, then all the parts of the body are nourished. You don't have to separately put little bit in the nose, little bit in the ears, little bit in the eyes. No. Only one hole, mouth. You put food in this hole, then the whole body gets nourished. Put water in the root of the tree, then the whole tree is nourished. Similarly, if I become servant of Krishna, then I can become happy and the whole world can become happy. Because Krishna is the root of all existence. So that is a very beautiful verse. Yata taror mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bhujopashakha pranopaharat chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhanam achyutejya. You know, in the pastime of Durvasa Muni visiting Pandavas and Kamyakavan, Krishna just took one small grain from the Akshaya Patra and put in his mouth. So Durvasa and his 60,000 disciples, they all completely, their stomach started bloating in complete satisfaction. So therefore, we should know that we can chant Hare Krishna now, and we can remember this type of pastime that Krishna is the master of all living beings, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, and he is the father of, he says that Aham Bija Pradaha Pita. He is the master. And we know it theoretically now. As time goes, gradually realization will dawn. You keep doing chanting, it will eventually come. Next.
Next question by Anmol Vaswani Prabhu from ITBHU. Prabhu, I had heard that Krishna at the end of Dwarpa Yug told some of the symptoms of Kali Yug. My question is, what is true among these two? Since it is Kali Yug, that is why the people are degraded? Or is it that the people are degraded, that's why it is Kali Yug?
You see, Anmol Prabhu, you know certain colleges have a certain standard, correct, na? Like, for example, people try for IIT or NIT, then they try for government colleges also, correct, na? Then they try for, you know, then next to the government colleges, there are best private colleges are also there. If they don't get in that best private colleges, they go to the next level colleges where they pay a big capitation fee, 10 lakhs, 15 lakhs to join engineering or medical like that. And you all know very well that these are all, there are different types of boys, different type of teaching happens, different type of facilities are there in those places. So if you ask, you know, you said because the boys are of a lower standard, the college is considered useless. Or is it a college which is useless because of which such level boys have joined, you may ask, correct, no? In the same manner, you will find Satya Yuga, high class souls, all first class souls come, and the age is also good. It's like college is also good, the boys are also very intelligent. It's like that, Satya Yuga. Then you come to Treta Yuga, 25% irreligion is introduced into the society because living entities want to lead a little degraded life. But they also, it is said, Shantaha, Nirvairaha, and then Brahmavadinaha, and all that is said. And then when you come to Dwapara Yuga, 50% religion comes in society. The living entities are degraded, 50%. And they are only Jignasavaha. They are only curious about God. And when Kali Yuga comes, 75% of the world population gets spoiled. Spoiled means what? These are like the boys who are not passing in the first year, they are keeping some papers, failing in some paper and going to second year, failing in more papers, going to third year. Some colleges stop you from proceeding further if you fail in four papers, I think, correct, no? But some colleges allow you to carry, it's called arrears. Arrears means, you know arrears? Arrears. Carry on. For example, first year I failed in, say, 8 papers, only 2 I passed. 8 you carry, so second year. Second year, out of 10 papers, I passed only in 2 again, another 8 I carry. And imagine, when you go to 4th year, you may have 25 papers. Current, there are people like that also, you know. So, in the same manner, those who are coming in Kali Yuga, they have missed the plane in Satya, Treta and Dwapara. Now we have come here. And in Kali Yuga, when you look around, you can see a lot of bad qualities. Kalau dosha nidhe, it is said. But we shouldn't get discouraged. Why? Because this verse says, Kala udosha nidhe rajan nasti hiye kan mahan gunan kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. Although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults and bad qualities, there is one very big good quality in Kali Yuga. Anybody who chants kirtanat eva krishnasya, they do Krishna kirtan, mukta sangha param braje, they will go back home, back to Godhead, it says. So there is chanting of Hare Krishna and this ISKCON society established special Prabhupada. This is like a umbrella under which if you stay, even though there are acid rains everywhere, it is causing bruises in the body of people who are walking on the road. You don't have to say that Prabhu, everybody is on the road and they are all getting bruises, so I am also getting bruises. No, you can hold an umbrella and that umbrella will save you from wounds in your body. Similarly, Kali Yuga's effect cannot come on you if you are staying with devotees, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, reading Prabhupada books, and keeping yourself clean, huh? Like a bulletproof jeep. So it's gone, and devotee Sangha is like a bulletproof jeep. You can keep yourself pure. So let the world be degraded outside, but you don't associate with degradation. You associate with the supremely pure Krishna. Yeah. Next.
Question by Udit Kumar Prabhu from Karim City College, Jamshedpur. Hare Krishna Prabhu, my question is, God is perfect, so everything which is made by Him is also to be perfect. God has created this material world, but this material world is full of misery. So how it is perfect?
Good question. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. This verse says, Lord is complete and all the emanations from the Lord are also sufficient and complete in themselves. That means even the material world, if we live the way that Krishna is telling us in the scriptures, this world will not be miserable for you. For example, one should accept the cow as a mother and one should accept the bull as a father. The cow will give you milk. From milk you get dahi. From dahi you get makan. From makan you get ghee. And you can make more than 400 sweets from the cows, all these products. And so the cow is giving you milk which nourishes your brain tissues when you drink the cow's milk. And you can study the Gita Bhagavatam very nicely. And the cow also gives you ghee with which you can perform yajna, isn't it? And cow gives you cow urine which is medicinal. And cow gives you gobar. You can make dry gobar cakes and use it in your chula, furnace, in your house. So if you are living in a village, just having a cow, you have so many advantages with a cow. And she is a very simple animal. Just she will sit in one corner, she can go and eat some grass and come back. Similarly, you want to eat banana, open the cover, eat the banana. You eat banana and give the cover to the cow. Amazing, no? She eats banana cover and she gives you milk. You want to eat orange, open it. You eat the orange and give her the orange cover. She can eat that and she gives you milk. Is God's arrangement not perfect and complete? How beautiful world He has made, just see. So, and there is not a single thing which is non-biodegradable. See, you are eating orange. If you throw the cover down, cow eats it. It doesn't become non-biodegradable or something like your plastic bottle, like a Bisleri bottle or something. Correct, no? What a wonderful system. Cover also is food. For whom? For the cow. And for you, the fruit inside. Now, banana, for example, if it is hanging from the tree without cover, you know, it may get dirty. Correct, no? Therefore, Krishna has kept a cover over the banana. But when you remove the cover, you eat banana, cow eats banana peel. You see? In this way, cow helps you. And what does the bull do? Bull can be engaged in ploughing the field. You can walk with the bull and plough the field completely and then sow the seed. And Krishna is arranged for the rains. So the bull is the father who helps you to grade the grocery. Wheat and grains and ginger and pepper and, you know, elachi and all that. And vegetables also come from the ground. If you just have a half acre or 1 acre land and you have one cow and one bull, there are many, many Indian leaders who have actually gifted 1 acre land to people, and they have proven that if a man has 1 acre of land with one cow and one bull, not only he can earn his livelihood for his wife, children, family, he can also monthly earn some amount of X amount of money also. By that they have proved it practically. So, Krishna's arrangement is complete. But it is man who has made this world very complicated. Because in want of more money, where is the need for brothels? Where is the need for slaughterhouses? Where is the need for nightclubs? Where is the need for liquor shops? Where is the need for cigarettes? Will people die without cigarettes? Will people die without liquor? Will people die without beer bars? Tell me. These are all artificial things created by man. But therefore, there is suffering in the world. People are drinking liquor and beating their wife. People are smoking cigarette and getting cancer, and therefore hospitals are required. So you will see, if man aligns with Krishna's plan as given in the scripture, you know, this world becomes Visham Purna Sukhayate. this world will be a very happy place, he says. For devotees, this world is not a place of suffering. The world is a place of ever expanding happiness. This is said in one of the shlokas. Kaivalyam narakayate tadashapura akasha pushpayate durdantendriyagala sarpapatale prodkhatadam shrayate vishvam purna sukhayate. It is said there. Piri mahendra adishcha kitayate. So this verse talks about Vaishnavas see this world as blissful because they see everything is meant for Krishna service. Oh, here the watermelon. Oh, it's summer season, it's very hot. Let me offer a watermelon to Krishna. They think like that. Oh, here is gold. Let us make very nice ornaments and offer it to Radha and Krishna. Oh, here is a devotee who sings very sweetly. Can you please sing some songs for the pleasure of the Lord? Oh, here is a devotee who plays guitar. Can you please play guitar for our music? So anything and everything people possess or plants, trees possess, they engage it in Krishna service. Where is the suffering? Tell me. And next.
Questions from multiple devotees. Vishwam Mundeda from IIITA, Rakesh Mahindra Patel from SSBT College, Jalgaon, Amit Shriyam Sitam from NIT, Raurkela, Shashank Hansi from PES University, Bangalore. I know that service to Krishna is the real goal of life and is given in all scriptures. But sometimes mind creates confusion about it within, and then there is a battle between mind and intelligence. How to conquer it? There are two other similar questions. How to always remember I am soul? Another question, if we know that a particular thing is wrong, then why do we do it?
Yeah, that is because of the habit. It's because of the past habits. If you take the word habit, you remove hach, habit remains. If you remove a, bit remains. If you remove b, it remains. So like this, the habits don't go away very easily. So that's a saying in English, habits die hard, it is said. But it's not that you cannot get rid of the old habits. You can. Just like if you have been keeping a dog at home, and the doctor tells you that the dog has got parasites in his neck, and that is deadly for you, it will cause some virus or disease for you. So you just send away the dog, doctor says. But then when you go home, the dog is not going to leave you. It will come and sit on your lap again because you have tamed it like that for the last 2-3 years. So if you tell the dog, doctor is saying, I should not touch your neck and touch your body, please go away. It will not go away. Probably you will have to show a stick and tell him, hey, don't come near. And the dog will eventually understand, this fellow doesn't want me. Similarly, habits also are like that. You have been cultivating, you know, late night sleeping, waking up very late in the morning, sleeping 3-4 hours in the daytime, and overeating or not eating on time, irregulated habits. So, in the same manner, we have been identifying with our body. All the movies are telling you, you are the hero, and you need a heroine. So, you will find that's what every movie is teaching you. Dehatma buddhi, or bodily consciousness is vitiated, aggravated by the movies we watch. So what movies you watch, what books you read, what type of friendships you keep, what type of lifestyle you had in your school days and now. So right now, immediately, overnight, you cannot change those things. It takes some time. Your personality is built up based on the past inputs you are given. But now you have started giving pure input. Just like if you have an ink bottle, say half the bottle is filled with blue ink. You pour water, all the water becomes bluish. And then you throw it. Again you put water. Again it becomes bluish. But you keep on putting. It will become, dark blue will become light blue. And after light blue, the blueness will be gone. It will only be transparent water. Same with chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Keep chanting and hearing. It goes inside, start washing the heart. Initially impurities will keep going round and round. But if you keep on chanting, then the impurities will be washed away. You have to be patient. Now you are all in the right path. You have to be patient. And if you are patient and you persist, surely Lord is watching you. He will bless you. Next.
Question by Anukul Prabhu from MNNIT, Allahabad.
Yeah.
As I was told in session, there are some things which a child knows from very birth. Why does God not give him inspiration to practice devotional service automatically from birth itself?
Yeah, actually there is a great innocence in us in childhood, you will see that most of the children get spoiled only in teenage by the association they keep. If a calf associates with the pig, you know what the calf will eat. But if a calf associates with another calf, he will drink milk. Actually, your childhood mistakes are forgiven. There is no punishment for you, for them. But once you come to teenage, 11, 12, 13, after that, you know, you will clearly see, you know what is right, what is wrong. Discrimination power is awakened. But despite knowing something to be wrong, we still do it. It is called Jaan Bujhkar Paap Karna. We say that. And therefore we are suffering. So anyway, now you know, not only you should know what is right, you need the association to inspire you and motivate you to do the right thing. And that is this association. All the students who are attending this camp, they are all gems in their own colleges. They are actually rarest ones. Because they have passed through Discover Yourself and Sankalp and Spurti Festival, they have come for the Utkarsh now. So they have actually become committed and determined that we will lead a pure life. So my suggestion to you is make friendship with them. In MNIT, there's a nice center in Prayagraj. So you make friendship with your equal friends in first year and also the seniors. And if you are in good company, you will see that you know, all the good qualities will very soon become part of our system. Yeah, go ahead.
Question by M. Shrikar Prabhu from IIT Kanpur. Since one cannot live without earning money to feed his family, how much can one desire for material things? For example, is it wrong to start a company and earn a lot of money even though we are using the money in a right way, that is, to take care of our family and give excess amount as charity to qualified people who can use the money for the right purpose?
Okay. It's not wrong to earn a lot of money. I would say earn a lot of money and give a lot of money in charity to Krishna's service, I would say. Now, if you are saying that, you know, we are using the money in the right way, which is to take care of family, if you say, actually, you will find in every species, they are taking care of their family. Even you will find the mother dog, father dog, take care of the puppy dogs. And you will find amongst the birds community, they make a nest and they put lay down the eggs. And when the eggs hatch, they take very good care of the, you know, small ones, offsprings, by bringing some food for them. Like you will see in African safari, the lions train their cubs also how to catch the prey. They train also. They take the small a cub with them to run with them and catch the prey, they train them. So, in every species of life, the species are taking care of their children and everything, or the parents and children and all that. So, but most important thing is, if one has a desire to start a company, become an entrepreneur and make a lot of money, one also should plan to give God a good amount of money. For example, if somebody is drawing 2 lakhs per month, is earning good amount, give 30,000 rupees to Krishna service, at least 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 you can give to Krishna service, because you are making a lot of money. And you may tell the devotees that, Prabhus, I am making a lot of money, but I don't have much time to, you know, come and spend with all of you. Instead, I will support you monetarily. You can do that. Or you are not earning so much, you are earning little less, but you have more time, then you can give your time in Krishna service. And some of the boys want to dedicate their lives in preaching and propagating by becoming a missionary, then they can give their full time. Different people have different amount of, I mean, different ways they can serve. So your desire to serve in this way is not wrong, because you want to be a devotee, you want to chant Hare Krishna, along with that you want to be an entrepreneur and run a business. I don't see any problem in that. We have many such businessmen in our ISKCON society, like Mafatlal or Srinathji and such people and all we have. Yeah. Yes?
Question by Rushikesh. Even though I know that when it comes to choose between Krishna and Maya, I should choose Krishna, but practically I face problem. Often or always I get failure. Currently, being at home, I waste 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. 3 hours while taking dinner, watching TV serials every day with the whole family. Unable to get rid of this bad habit. Please help and pray for me.
At least you know it is a bad habit. It is not very fruitful watching TV. Actually, TV is considered an entertainment, but it's a time killer. You are not doing your studies. You are not progressing in your education. Nor are you doing some exercises to have a healthy physique. Like somebody is watching cricket for 6 hours. Colossal waste of time. Instead, you take a bat and go out and play. At least some exercise happens. You run back and forth. You got some healthy body. What do you gain by watching a TV screen all day? You will get a headache. So, TV is called as a one-eyed idiot box or one-eyed guru. One-eyed guru to whom every member of the family surrenders. All of them faithfully sit. Dada, dadi, nana, nani, mother, father, grandson, granddaughter. Everybody is sitting and faithfully surrendering to the one-eyed guru. And that one-eyed guru brings all garbage from the entire world and dumps on your head. So, think about what I am saying. So, you are realizing what you are doing is not so good. That recognizing is not enough. One has to, therefore, read. Okay, 7 to 10 you are watching TV. Daytime you read proper books and wake up more. So, at least the number of hours will reduce. Yeah, go ahead. Tomesh.
Question by Tomesh Ranjan from Gita Life. Naman Manoj Ladad from RBC.
Yeah, here many names are there. Yeah.
Aryan Jani from IIT Bombay. Naman Arora from IIT BHU Varanasi.
Yeah.
The question is, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, which scripture mentions about our envy towards Krishna, due to which we were sent to this material world? If we were once there, why have we come here in the material world?
Yeah, I will show you the verse. This is the verse. Icha dvesha samutthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. 7.27 Bhagavad Gita. Where he says here, O Sayana Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born in delusion, bewildered by the dualities arising from desire and hate. And Prabhupada says here that the real constitution of the living entity is that of the subordination to the Supreme Lord who is pure in knowledge. And when one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by Maya Shakti and cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Maya Shakti is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with Supreme Lord and envies Krishna. The pure devotees are not deluded in this way, like that he says here. And then how that illusion expands, he is saying. So now, that is regarding the first question, which you asked. And the second question about, if we were once there, then why have we come here in material world? See, you will see that even ISKCON is such a beautiful society where everybody is a devotee, wearing tilak, kanti mala, chanting Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishna mantra is chanting. Now we take nice prasad. We come in the company of devotees. Everything is wonderful. Still people leave and go. Why? You ask them. It's called causeless unwillingness. There is no other reason. What is, like right now you all are attending now. Let us see how many of you, after 1 year I will check how many of you remain. Now you see what we are teaching you, purest thing we are teaching you. And we have zero expectation from you. We want you to chant Hare Krishna. We want you to connect with Krishna and go back to Godhead. It's for your benefit only. We don't want anything from you. And some of you may go abroad, different parts of the world. We may not be even touch with you also. But we are doing this as a service to you, to see you happy. See, you go back to Godhead. But although we are trying to do the selfless service, it is in our experience that people who come, they after some time they go away. Some of them go away. Like some people came for Discover Yourself and went away. Some people came for Sankalp Camp and went away. Some came to Surti Camp and went away. Some will come to Utkarsh and then go away also. Now tell me what's wrong. Everything is wonderful. So, although everything is wonderful, the jiva has a rebellion. Like right now, if you think about it, do you sometimes rebel against your father? Think about it. If you say, yes, Prabhuji, not often, but occasionally. That rebellion is a sample of the original rebellion from God. So that we have the free will to align with Him or to rebel against Him. We have the choice always. So the answer to this question is also very elaborate answer. I haven't told you. Partly I have told you. As some months pass, you can understand it even better. Next one, next question.
Question by Karthik Prabhu from PICT College. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, why most of the people don't understand this Krishna consciousness and how to encourage them? The second question is, if the end goal of life is to go to spiritual planet, so we should do chanting and be in good association. So why is there a need to study and build a career and earn money and all these material pleasures?
Yeah. Actually, very few people can ask such a question like Karthik. Because Karthik seems to be very, very pure in his intentions. You see, even though you may feel that you are not interested in studies or a job or worldly things, you just want to be a devotee, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sharire yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmana. Even to keep your body and soul together in this world, you need some money, you need some job, you need some profession. And also your parents have sent you to college, they have expectation from you that you will complete your studies and earn a livelihood, I mean job. And in case over the years you find after completing your studies and doing job for 3-4 years and you earned money, you've given to parents, if you have a very strong inclination to really serve Krishna in a wholehearted way, you can do that. But right now your kartavya, your duty is as a student to study. Because if you don't study well now, then parents will be very unhappy with you. They will say, Beta, we are spending so much money on you, you are not studying and getting a good rank. And in your college where you are studying, is it the same? Is it Karthik from PICT or Karthik from Gachibowli? PICT, yeah. So PICT is a very reputed college and parents will expect that you score well and you get a good job. And then, side by side, you practice Krishna consciousness. At a certain stage in life, if you want to practice more seriously, maybe when you are 25 or something, yes, that time you can think whether you want to take it very seriously, like what you are talking now. Till then, like a railway line, academics and spirituality. Academics and Krishna consciousness, you should go hand in hand. Otherwise, if the parents will put a stumbling block in your bhakti, they will say that because you are not studying well, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. They will snatch your bead bag and they will throw it away. They will not allow you to chant. So in order for parents to be happy and peaceful, you should show them good score in your studies, okay? Yeah. Now we are running out of time now. There is one, two... Really, many more are there.
Many more questions.
Okay. So we will answer it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll devote some time. What is the number I last finished, Karthik? Which one? You noted the number? Okay. So balance questions tomorrow. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Thank you very much.